Today FM's Ask Me Anything.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Kevin Kennedy. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
Jennifer wants to know a question that a lot of people have been asking, which is, did you guys ever drink actual pints in the Rovers, or were they always just prop pints?
It started off just as prop pints, which was some really brown, horrible liquid, which made you very gassy. The weekend could be really ruined if you took too much of it.
Right, okay.
To record on a Friday.
Yeah.
There was a brilliant time where they actually put Guinness, real Guinness tap in the pub. And of course, everyone suddenly decided that their character would be drinking the black stuff.
Of course,
from Emily downwards. We all started drinking that. But then that went even worse because then we didn't get anything done. So what they did, because of the state everyone got in, they took the Guinness pump out.
I used to work on that show Ballycus Angel years ago.
Yeah.
And they did exactly the same thing in a Sumpter's bar on that show. They had to pull the Guinness out because
everyone was drinking.
And everyone was forgetting their lines and missing cues and everything.
Actors and free stuff.
Well, speaking of Guinness, there's a question about your Irishness. Is it true, said David O'Toole, that you originally hail from or have connections in Drogheda?
That is true.
Yeah.
My mum was born in Foley Street.
All right.
Which is central
Smack
Dublin.
Bang.
My Irish roots originally come from the north side, and they eventually all drifted up north to Drogheda.
Right.
So it's true, yeah.
Fabulous. And do you feel any Irishness, any kinship when you come over, or is it just a foreign country that's a bit of crack and they speak the same language?
No. I think I'm a great believer in genetic memory.
Right.
I was never scared of the bogeyman. I always was scared of the black and tans, you know, even though I didn't even know what that was.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So you had the Irish history hammered into you at such an early age.
And do you find yourself racked by guilt for no apparent reason?
Oh, of course, that's Catholicism.
You're definitely Irish.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Aaron Kelly asks, are the cobblestones in Corrie made of real cobble?
Yes, they are. They're proper cobblestones. And when they moved the studio, they moved the street from one place to another recently, and they recreated the cobbles so the puddles, when it rains, would appear in exactly the same place.
Oh.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
And is that for the benefit of the actors who know not to step in them, or because it's true to what people remember?
Because they wanted it to be exactly the same.
And they also made sure that the Platt's house was built on another Indian burial ground.
Yes.
So they were cursed for another 100 years.
Well, that's the Platt's all over, isn't it? Yeah.
Keith Kavanagh says, Dev's Corner Shop or the Cabin?
Cabin.
Yeah, Cabin all the way.
Yeah. I expect any other answer, to be fair. Yeah. Sean wants to know, did you ever steal anything from the set as a memento?
Bar mats. I've got a lot of the Rovers mats I've still got.
Graham asks, how's Raquel?
The fair Raquel is in some French chateau somewhere.
Pretty nice.
with her husband and my daughter, Alice. but the actress Sarah, obviously, she's since she left Coronation Street, she's done nothing really. It was a joke.
I wasn't sure.
No.
Maybe she hasn't. Yeah.
No, she's won BAFTAs and all sorts of things, and she's still a friend. And if you
we were hoping for a moment of naked bitterness there.
No, not at all. But she's still a mate, you know.
Yeah. Mm. When you guys were on Corrie, did you watch EastEnders? Were you aware of it? Did you get on with anyone? Did you hate them? You know,
no, the media like to stir up this rivalry, which really didn't exist. You know, as actors, we were all happy everyone was working.
Mm.
We did play cricket against each other or football, and I think that's as far as the rivalry went. You know?
Right.
And sometimes, I played for Emmerdale a couple of times, and some of the lads have played for EastEnders. And
was there a massive transfer fee involved?
No. I think it was in beer at the time. Come and play for us. And
speaking of which, are you a red or a blue?
I'm blue. Blue.
Yeah, famously blue. I've seen you in kits and stuff. You did charity games, played.
I was a blue when we were rubbish.
Yeah.
You know.
We have a question which refers to your sort of hidden musical past that people may not know about. Sinead O'Dwyer asks, what was it like to play bass in Johnny Marr's first band? Johnny Marr, of course, being synonymous with the Smiths.
Yeah, it was great. It was great, actually. Basically, I have the quick version is Johnny and I, good Catholic lads, we used to play folk mass for the local church, and we did that as a kind of payoff so we could use the hall for rehearsals. And then we formed a band, and it was great. And I always said it was a kind of a social thing until Johnny Marr, the autobiography came out, and he said it was a serious band.
All
so
right.
I'm going to go with that.
Well, if he says it.
Yeah.
What was it called?
Paris Valentinos.
Oh, wow.
Notions.
Yeah. We were very much Thin Lizzy led.
Okay, that makes some sense. Yeah. Mm.
Well, speaking of your other gigs, Kate Moore asks, what has life been like since leaving Curry?
Oh, great, actually. For starters, I started a family. There was two beautiful little girls. You know, I became a leading West End man for a bit. I got to fly a flying car. You know, I was a child catcher. I was in Chicago. You know, all sorts of wild. Did the commitments here down in Dublin and got to do all that kind of stuff.
Excellent.
Which was brilliant. And been all around the world, done lots of stuff, just lots of really different stuff.
Well, you're still a hero to many people, and particularly in your home city of Manchester.
Yeah.
Did you get fan mail, and can you tell us about things that were sent to you in the post?
Yeah, I used to get fan mail, but there was nothing untoward because Curly appealed to sort of young children and old ladies.
Right, okay.
So I didn't get any of anything that I shouldn't have got. Just
would you ever eat fan food if someone sent you something?
I sent you a nice pie. No.
Would you not?
No.
We do all the time. We take risks.
Well, because you're a United fan, you have to spice up your life sometimes. I suppose. Bit of risk now and then.
You're not wrong.
Death is probably better.
Absolutely.
Than what he's living through now.
That is a viable option, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, thinking, do I have to watch this week in, week out?
A lot of the Father Ted characters still get their character names shouted at them, like Joe Rooney, if he's on the street,
Father Damo,
they shout. Yeah. Do you still get cries of Curly in the street?
I do, and it's a very humbling experience, that. And it pleases me, because as any artist, whether you're a writer or a poet, a sculptor or a musician, you want your work to be remembered, so
it's like Dermot used to host a TV show here in Ireland, and recently he was walking through a park, and husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, were walking past.
He loves this story so much,
and one of them went, "Oh, that's the guy from the Republic of Telly," was the name of the TV show, and the girl looked up and down, kind of with disdain, and goes, "What does he even do now?"
Well, there you go.
See, it's short-lived, so, you know, they're not shouting at me in 16 years' time.
It could be worse. You could have had a United shirt on. That's pretty embarrassing, full stop, isn't it?
Shane Tierney has the final question, which loads of people have sent in.
Sure.
Will we ever see Curly back in Curry?
Well, I'd like to think so. Him being away for that length of time, he's got to have a tale to tell.
Doesn't he?
Mm. Yeah. Where do you go in your head if you're imagining what Curly's been up to?
Oh, I don't know. He could have been anything, couldn't he?
We're running a small observatory in Malta or something.
I think Siberian gulag. I'm just going to put that out there. He did some terrible things.
That's it. He could be anything. Yeah. He could have turned into a serial killer.
Now you're talking.
President of the United States. They are the same thing, though, aren't they?
Killer Curly. I'd take over Trump any day.
Absolutely.
Kevin Kennedy in Rock of Age at the Borgosh Energy Theatre, October 16th to 20th. He is Dennis. Make sure you go along and see it. Thank you so much for taking part and Ask Me Anything today.
Thank you very much.
Ask Me Anything. Today FM.